A shaky video image with wind blowing in the microphone captured the first flight and landing of the School of Mines concrete airplane. This recording is the team's second successful attempt at flight, which was much less than a smooth landing.
I don't call it a crash landing. It wasn't destroyed, but it landed upside down.
Dr. M.R. Hansen in the Civil Engineering Department at the School of Mines helped to oversee the student project that designed and flew the plane. Hansen leads me through a building at the School of Mines into the back corner of a laboratory where the airplane was fabricated and is now housed.
Now, this is the plane that flew.
This is really concrete. I mean, you're not
messing
around.
This is looks, concrete.
This looks just like a sidewalk to me.
This is a thin shell, lightweight, high strength concrete, and it has some fibers and carbon fibers to give it a little more strength. But you see, we have styrofoam in the middle to give it light as possible, and the fuselage is concrete. All of the back part is concrete. The only thing not, of course, are the landing gears, aluminum, the wheels, and the engine, of course, 0.94 cubic inch model airplane engine. You see the wingspan, 40 inches. It's a standard airfoil, this shape, 18 pounds, and thrust 11.9 pounds. So the thrust has to be less than the weight, so it will fly by aerodynamics. And this is the same propeller that ran into the ground when we had a rough landing the last time it flew, but still everything good.
Hansen says the concrete plane will again fly, but not this exact model. One crucial thing is missing from its basic design.
The only thing missing for complete control are the ailerons on the wings. Mm-hmm. The way these work is when one goes down, the other one goes up for turning, and they turn in opposite directions. And that's another servo. So that's another button on the handheld control unit. So it takes a great manual dexterity and hand-eye coordination to operate this, to fly this.
Hansen says students may get more practice flying model airplanes in the coming years. He says the concrete airplane project may see new teams of students adding modifications and improving the design.
Next year, hopefully, phase three, we hope to do all of this and more, add the ailerons, the control surfaces on the wings. So, and get that perfected and find a student or somebody really good with the hand-eye coordination for the flying, all the controls at one time, then we'll be able to swoop and do figure eights and real remote-controlled airplane flying. That's the next challenge, it more versatile.
That's exciting. So there's more work to be done here. Do you see this ever getting to the point that the concrete canoe competition, where there's multiple schools entering concrete canoes and having a race and all doing the engineering, is there something similar that could someday happen with concrete airplanes?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I hope for. As I said, Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University did this, and their advisor, Mark Fugler, is still there and interested. I talked to him. Over the 10 years or so, I talked to him many times about this. I'm sure they would do it again, and we hope and plan to keep doing it. Then when you demonstrate this to the competition, it might catch on, and hopefully other schools will do it. And one good reason is very much an interdisciplinary project, and our employers really look for that too, working with engineers, working with other types of engineers and working in groups, teamwork.
It seems like a fantastic teaching and learning project with all of the math and engineering that has to go into something like this to actually make it fly.
Yeah, well, sure, absolutely. It is. It's a great challenge and a lot of fun, too. It's a case where I have a lot of fun learning doing this. Yeah, absolutely.
So, if in the coming years you hear a buzzing overhead and look up to see a model airplane flying over the campus of the School of Mines, there's a chance it might be made of some of the same stuff as the sidewalk you're standing on. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.